would be
Savannah.
And Fort Benning is near. Or what's a city in the middle of Georgia?
Can't tell you.
And the name of the person who discovered America?
Columbus, Georgia.
Huh?
Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. And big city in southern Ohio.
Same thing. I just can't remember these things.
Do you keep up with baseball at all?
No, I'm not much of a sport. I don't watch baseball too much.
Or
Cincinnati, Ohio.
And a big city in Kentucky. Where they have the Kentucky Derby. But what are some of the cities in Louisiana?
Like New Orleans, the biggest cities.
Okay.
Baton Rouge.
Huh?
Baton Rouge. I believe in that order they're the biggest. Lake Charles and Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe.
And
Belfast.
Belfast is in what country?
That's in Germany.
Or where's the country where the Protestants and the Catholics are fighting?
Ireland.
And Paris is in
France.
And Moscow.
Germany.
Another name for the Soviet Union is
Russia.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, you'd say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
charged it.
Or
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
50%?
Or you wouldn't be making a profit, you'd be selling it at a
loss.
And say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it
I can't afford it.
Because
it's too expensive.
If what too much?
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month your bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club you have to pay
your dues.
And you could go to the bank and try to
borrow money.
And you say back in the 30s money was
tight.
Or
short.
Another way of saying that?
Scarce.
Huh?
Scarce. And there's no money.
Some places a long time ago, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little extra.
Lanyard, what do you call it?
Do they still do that?
Some. Very few.
What sort of things will they get?
Well, they might give you ice cream, maybe a box of ice cream, or if it's a child that goes, you might give them a candy bar or something like that.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
She knelt down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the sofa and
rest. And lie down and rest.
And you say, he couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, in bed? He just
stayed in bed.
Or he just
lay in bed all day.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped.
And if you see a friend of yours walking home alone and you have your car, you'd say, can I
give you a lift?
Or can I
ride you?